We should take a moment to, Dave, ask you. Mm-hmm. You're doing the news stories, but we were talking yesterday morning. You were actually participating in yesterday's exercise at MBS International Airport.
Oh, yeah. At the conclusion of the exercise that they did, then they held a news conference, a mock news conference, to meet with reporters to give them an update a couple hours after the simulated crash had occurred. And so I was one of the real people who was there helping ask some of those questions. And then had a couple hours joined by a colleague, John Smith from CNN, and then John Smith Jr. from Fox. And we had that little fun asking some questions. Most of them answered by the airport director, James Cantor. But that is a big operation that they do out there. It was yesterday morning, the simulated crash occurred just after 9 o'clock, and then there was a big response to it, and they had these blown-up balloons that were actually, you know, made out to be bodies that were strewn across this grassy field alongside the southern part of the airport where they had the fuselage that they flare up with fire, and then fire departments and airport crews put it out as a training exercise, not only for the airport crew but for local fire departments. And then they bring in ambulance after ambulance after ambulance, and both local MedFlight helicopters came in, Flight Care and MedFlight came in and landed at the airport, and then the emergency crews would go through, and their tags on the individual inflatables that indicated the nature, whether they were deceased or whether they were injured, the nature of their injuries or whatever, and then they had to decide how they go about and which ones they prioritize in the field to take into their ambulances and take back to the medical centers, the regional medical centers. Now, they didn't, they did that. They went through that process. They didn't actually take them back to the medical centers, but the medical centers had paperwork that told them about the incoming patients and their conditions, and they had to prioritize how they would handle them back there. So this is something that was planned about a month ago. They do a tabletop exercise in which they design the scenario of what they're going to have. And this was a case of where the plane had left MBS and it was in the air, and an individual became unruly, refusing to wear a mask, and tried to gain access to the cabin. And he couldn't get in the cabin, and he then turned around and opened a galley door, and the plane was above 8,000 feet, which meant it was pressurized, and that caused the plane to go out of control. And they made its way back to the southern edge of the airport where it theoretically crashed. So, but there are probably 100, 150 people who were involved out there all together in pulling this off. And it was all wrapped up and done. I was back here about 11:30,
wow.
11:45. But it was interesting to do. And they learned from this. And the airport is required to do this every 3 years. So this was their third year. And Mark Przybylski, a lieutenant with the Saginaw County Sheriff Department Emergency Services for the county, was managing the overall effort along with the airport director. And, it was, and I'm sure they learned something from it. One of the things is communication always, anytime you have these exercises or drills, any kind of a disaster, communication is a challenge because you're coordinating so many different units and agencies, et cetera. And that's one area where they know they'd, but they overall, a good rating on it, and I'm sure they're still analyzing and getting feedback from the participants. And it was a fun experience. I hadn't done one of those in a long time. It'd been a number of years since I had done one, but it's every now and then you get a request. Saginaw Township Fire Chief says, "Hey, Dave, in a few weeks, can you help us out with something?" Yes, sure, Chris.
Well, it's an exercise, as we say, that we hope only proves to be an exercise and never has to be actually put into play.